This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us. The us in studio tonight is not Heather, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And we're doing some rotating here. So Mark is Heather, or no, Chris is Heather.
What?
Mark is Chris, and Heather will be Mark on Saturday or something?
No, I invited Heather to, Heather wanted to trade days.
Right.
And I said, look, I'll come in for you. If you want to come in on Saturday, I'm not giving you my seat on Saturday.
Right.
But if you want to come in on Saturday, you may speak with Ian about it.
Okay.
If she gave him the impression that that I wouldn't be coming in, then that's mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know. She had sent me a message earlier asking if there was a way to swap days with somebody, and I said, right, I don't know about swapping, but if you can't come in, I'll see you next week. And then Mark showed up, and I was like, oh, what are you doing here?
And she said, pinged me on Telegrams.
Yeah. And I'd already heard from Heather that she wasn't going to make it in and that Mark would be covering. So evidently, Daryl, as the host of tonight's show,
I'm always out of the loop.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, until Mark shows up. And right. I just thought he was bored.
Right.
So always a possibility.
Yes. Yeah, so speaking of, you know, always possibilities, you found something interesting about libertarians.
Indeed. From Bloomberg.
All right.
The title of this is, Think You're Smart About Politics? You Might Be a Libertarian. Nice. A study of voters' tendencies towards emotional or analytical decisions confirms some stereotypes. So, you might think being analytical is a good thing. We associate analysis with people who are smart, well-informed, and relatively dispassionate in their assessments. You might think that politics is an area where being analytical is especially useful. If you do, well, I've got news for you. Libertarians measure as being the most analytical political group. That's according to something called the Cognitive Reflection Test, which is designed to measure whether an individual will override his or her immediate emotional responses and give a question the question further consideration. So if you aren't a libertarian, maybe you ought to give that philosophy another look. It is a relatively exclusive club, replete with people who are politically engaged, able to handle abstract arguments, and capable of deeper reflection.
Well, it's kind of interesting, and I've got to say that one of the things that got me, the libertarian thoughts, yep, the philosophy of it, was the first attraction. But this is one of those things about moving to New Hampshire or getting involved more with other libertarians is you become drawn in, I think, to the capacity for intellectual thought. And, you know, I've never had a conversation, even on things that we just agree about, where it was always just, yep, you're right, yep, you're right.
Yep.
There's always somebody who's going to throw some twist into this. So I found this a pretty cool article.
Yeah, so recently this week somebody said something to the effect of, me, just because your philosophy's consistent doesn't make it good, which I thought was an interesting thing to say, and I can't disagree with that.
I can't either.
But the libertarian philosophy is very consistent.
I can, and I will disagree with that.
Okay.
The Republican philosophy of we must always disagree with Democrats.
Right, that's really all there is to that philosophy.
There is a philosophy. It's a consistent philosophy.
Oh, come on. That's, I mean,
it's not a good philosophy.
That's not a philosophy. That's a reaction.
Right, but we're arguing whether it's accurate or not. And I think the statement that just because you're consistent does not make you good, that's absolutely correct. That the Nazis were very consistent.
Correct.
Yes.
Authoritarians.
Communists, yes. Authoritarians, communism, socialism, socialists.
The state will solve this problem.
Exactly.
The people who consistently say that you owe somebody else money because you exist in a given landmass, they're consistent on their belief that you owe somebody else money because you exist on a given landmass.
Well, slavery, bondage, serfdom, whatever you want to call these things, has existed since probably... certainly the agrarian revolution, if not well before that. I suspect as long as there have been people, one of them has been trying to dominate the other. Yes. Libertarianism says you needn't put up with the domination.
Correct.
If you can provide for yourself. Now,
we reject the divine right of kings and the divine right of elected politicians.
Well, I reject the notion that one spouse can control the movements and thoughts of another spouse. I reject totalitarianism on all levels. I would say, however, libertarianism, as it exists, is dependent on a particular understanding, a pretty widely accepted understanding of what property is.
Sure.
That statism relies on a different definition of property that basically it obscures. So, for instance, the government says you own a piece of land, but
as long as you give them money.
You have to pay a property tax on that land. Quit rents is what they called property taxes before they called them property taxes.
Right.
So you have to pay a quit rent on the land, and rent is more accurate. You pay an annual or biannual or quarterly rent to live on your property.
You pay fealty.
Okay. Fealty? What's the difference between rent and fealty in this circumstance?
I don't think it's fealty.
I'm just using the serfdom terminology.
Well, serfdom, they actually called it quit rents. Right. That's what they called it. You paid it probably in wheat or produce of the land.
Fealty is what you pledge.
You pledge your fealty. Yes.
You pledge your fealty.
Yeah. So, the government says you own something and then acts like you don't. Libertarians say you own something and we should act like you do.
Right.
That's all the sort of the differences. When it comes to income tax, we say you should be able to keep the fruits of your labor, and that anybody who inserts themselves within you and a person you've contracted with is acting as a, authoritarian. They're acting as a master in a master-servant relationship. Who could possibly come in and dictate the terms of a contract? Only the Lord could possibly do that, and the Lord being the Lord of the land. I suppose Jesus could do it if he wanted to. He just hasn't done it for me, ever.
And I think the step in property rights that just goes that one more that libertarians espouse is that it's self-ownership. It's that I own my own body. And when we look at, there are sort of these externalized violations of our natural rights, but then there's the ones that I think strike closest to home, and that's when the government comes in and says, no, you can ask permissions about what you can do with your own body. But I think that's an important distinction that I don't hear in other philosophies.
Even within libertarianism, there's a lot of minutia over what does it mean to be the owner of your own body. Because if you own a car, you can sell that car to someone.
Yep.
There are some libertarians that say that you have a right to basically sell yourself into servitude, but then they say that you give up ownership of your person if you do sell yourself into into servitude. But you can't really do that because there's always ways to get out of servitude.
This is the problem with having libertarian meetings at Bennigan's where they serve beer, right?
Right.
All you do to solve this problem when you're having this this discussion with libertarians is say you have inalienable self-ownership.
Correct.
Of your body, at which point then they're like, let me quaff a little more, fermented wheat beverage, and I will come up with another argument against what you're talking about, because I really got into this because I love to argue. And
right,
it's true.
And, hey, right, look, there are a lot of libertarians, and I'm using air quotes there, that they are just contrarians, and they like to argue with everybody.
But I don't think there's... Okay, so people who like to argue... usually are pretty intelligent. I'm not talking about yelling, arguing. I'm talking about people who like to make reasoned, claims. And yes, they may be running up against more intelligent people or more consistent people or people who've handled this argument in the past or whatever, but there's nothing wrong with that. You probably should leave libertarianism alone if you don't want to have your understanding of things flexed, stretched,
challenged.
You know, any of these things.
And we don't necessarily like to argue here, but we do like to...
Like hell we don't!
We do too, Daryl.
Shut up, Daryl!
Don't tell me what to
welcome, 855-450-FREE. I'm telling you to call in, 855-450-FREE. This... Talk Live.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, girls' Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone, anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about libertarians who tend to be more informed about politics, but also sometimes like to argue. Something else that libertarians like to do is complain that somebody else isn't doing something. Well, the people over at liberty.menu, they wound up actually going into action on something that libertarians have wanted for years. We're talking about a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And we, here at Free Talk Live, we're helping build it. Liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can actually connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special badge just for Free Talk Live listeners. That's Liberty.menu. So let's go to the phones, actually, in this case, to the Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you there, Brother Darryl, Brother Chris, Brother Mark. Good evening.
Good evening.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been looking at this here. You know, a lot of crazy stuff going on in the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like now, candidate filing in Pennsylvania. That just closed up recently. Did you actually wind up filing for state rep there, Ricky?
No, I wanted to tell you what happened with that, Darryl. You know, Brother Chris, well, I'll tell you, Brother Chris hit it on the head there about what Ricky from the Commonwealth, deputy of the Commonwealth, is when he started mentioning about that, what is that, the M word?
Mamma Jamma?
I'm not tracking.
What's the M word?
Militia.
Mentally ill?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, here's what happened. Now, when we had that first snowstorm a couple weeks back, by the way, number six was
Ricky,
on its way.
People are listening all across the world. They don't know about your snowstorm. If it's important.
Pennsylvania had five nor'easters in a row.
Okay. Yep. So you had a lot of snow. Okay.
All right.
Next. Right. That was not good.
Okay.
Now, when that first one came, I went out with my package, you see, and I went down to the supermarket.
What package do we
have?
Don't ask.
Probably a packet of petitions, because all candidates in Pennsylvania have to collect petitions, even Republicans and Democrats.
Okay.
Okay.
That's right. Well, and I ran into something unfortunate. See, I had a problem with an individual last fall, and it's a chain supermarket. Well, I ran into the same person. They're running on generators and all of that, and he was brought in to help. He took over that store. He came in there calling himself the supervisor and knocked two managers down to cashier.
That's tragic.
Yeah, that's bad.
So he demoted some supervisors to cashiers, and that prevented you from collecting petitions?
Hold on.
I'm just trying to figure out how somebody becoming a cashier prevented you from filing for office.
Okay, go ahead.
So here's why I end up dropping out of the race, because we got a problem. Because we got a bad cop here in Pennsylvania. I'm not going to say exactly where, but there's a bad one. And unfortunately,
only one?
There's more than one.
Okay, end of story. Now, this is very legit. I got to take care of this problem. That's why I dropped out of the race, because I have one Commonwealth issue compared to another. I have my agenda in the State House, but then I also got my agendas of the Commonwealth.
So this has to do with taking down a bad cop.
Correct. Not the first time I encountered such a thing, but I'll tell you, this is something I don't like doing.
Man, don't blame me. You can get shot doing that kind of thing, Ricky.
That's right. That's something I already took care of.
You just already got shot?
He is now bulletproof.
Just in case this one's aggressive, this one operates like a statey. See, here's how this works. You can have a Commonwealth cop become a statey, but a statey can't become a Commonwealth cop. This one...
What's the difference between...
Huh?
What's the difference between a Commonwealth cop and a statey?
Well, number one, who they swear to. That's important. You got the state, and or in this case, the Fed, too. You know, you got one, you got the other. Or to the Commonwealth.
Okay.
Look, was to the Commonwealth, not to the state. Now, even more than that, once
so
you
are
take...
you saying there's somehow a difference between the state of Pennsylvania and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
He's been saying that for half a decade, Daryl.
Come on, Daryl.
No, he's been saying that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is different from a state like the state of New Hampshire, but now he sounds like he's saying that there's a distinct entity called the state of Pennsylvania and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I'm just trying to figure out what the hell he's talking about.
I can give an example of that. I can give it to you very concise. Back in May of 2016, a man in Allegheny County, now he was in court testifying.
That's Pittsburgh for people that aren't familiar with Pennsylvania. All right, continue.
All right, now he was testifying in court. This is May of 16, and he was testifying in one of the lower courts about something, and he mentioned about having a handgun. Well, this Commonwealth Court judge decided to get very creative with Section 21, and based on the fact that he had a felony larceny charge 20 years before, he said, oh, this man here. Well, here's what this guy did. He kept his status as a Pennsylvanian. Okay, and he appealed. He went right to the Supreme Court. Now, the nice thing about the Supreme Court is they can practice not only federal, state, but Commonwealth law. Now, they practice Commonwealth law. Now, we got a lot of press. Now, they said, okay, this man here, now, here's the thing. We don't recommend you go, like, to an FFL, you know, and all that. You got the ATF and things. But
I don't know what an FFL is.
Federal Firearms License.
Okay. Yep.
You cannot stop this person from carrying a gun, carrying a loaded gun, or possessing ammo, because this man has rights.
Okay.
Plain and simple. That's what separates Pennsylvania from other places. Now, that just took a while for people
to
say.
Hold on just a second. I need to be clear on this, Ricky. Yeah. The Supreme Court of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania ruled...
Well, the Supreme Court, period. You know,
Which one?
United States Supreme Court?
Correct.
The United States Supreme Court ruled that a person, a convicted felon, could carry a firearm and that his rights could not be infringed. Is that what you're claiming?
What I'm saying is the Supreme Court said that you cannot stop him from carrying a weapon, including a loaded one, but...
Yeah.
There's such a thing as felon in possession of a firearm that is in itself a
felony. Could you do me a favor and when you get off here, somehow send us some kind of citation for this claim?
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, that was big press. I mean, you can pull that right off the internet.
You won't send a citation.
Can you tell me his name? Can you give me some facts?
Yeah, his name and everything's in the article. I remember it from 2016.
What is the man's name, Ricky?
Offhand, I'll send it to you, Daryl. I'll work on that.
Please do.
That's fine. Great. Thank you. Please
Absolutely.
Continue.
He's done.
Oh, there's more.
He didn't file.
You're going after a bad cop.
And I'm sorry I dropped out of the race. I'm going to actually run next midterm because being deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania sounds interesting. But
what party are you
going to
run under?
Huh?
What party are you going to run under?
I'm going to run under the same as I was before, Democrat.
That doesn't mean anything to me. Okay, Democrat, all right.
But he also said he was going to run as an actual anti-federalist, which led me to believe that he might gather a lot more petitions to be listed as anti-federalist.
You can be a Democrat and an anti-federalist.
Democrat and Republican.
The call. Pennsylvania does have some weird kind of fusion thing to where he could be on the ballot multiple times, but he'd still have to gather petitions to be listed as anti-federalist.
But we got to get on that right now. I don't want to miss this.
That's a good idea, Chris. You should do that. I've got better things to do. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money?
I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Mark. The FDA is taking 5 to 10 years off of your life and is responsible for the deaths of untold millions of people since its creation. Find out about why the FDA should be abolished from libertarian author and longtime medical researcher Dr. Mary Ruart in her new book, Death by Regulation. The book's on pre-order, and we want to make a big splash on April 10th when it's released. Dr. Ruart is offering $60 in bonuses for this $27 book. More pre-orders. Pre-orders means a higher ranking on the Amazon charts. A higher ranking means more people will be exposed to the book, and we'll get this important message and hear the Liberty message from, frankly, one of the greatest practitioners of it. You can go to deathbyregulation.us to pre-order your copy today. It's deathbyregulation.us.
Now, we had been, before Ricky called in to, I really don't even know what he called in to talk about.
It's time to check in.
Basically, he was calling for his mental health checkup. We were talking about libertarians being more informed about politics and more intuitive than the average person.
Analytical, I think, is the word they're using here. I'm not sure intuitive is in this article, but I understand why you might have.
Right. I think the reason I used intuitive is I've seen things that said that libertarians tend to, if you buy into the Myers-Briggs personality thing, mm-hmm. They tend to be
INFPs and ENFPs, and the N stands for intuition.
I thought they were INTJs and ENTJs.
I've seen a lot of INFPs and ENFPs as well, but, you know, they've got the N's.
Yes. I am an ESTP, and I am a...
STP, that's the motor oil.
Uh-huh, that's how I remember it.
Non-temple pilot, come on.
That's right. So, there you go.
No,
sensing...
The greatest race car driver ever drove the STP number 43, sir.
That's great. I don't remember what I am.
The king.
I just never put
You're not
out.
Talking about Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
Right.
No, I'm talking about the king.
You're talking about Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
Richard Petty,
no,
sir.
Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
I feel like.
You're just making that name up.
No.
and Marvin Luter, who is my professional wrestling tag team partner.
He was a hot rod racer. He rode, whatchamacallit,
Big Funny Daddy cars? NHRA.
NHRA, sure. But it was like one of the cars that are long and skinny and...
Funny cars.
Maybe.
Donald Glenn Don Garlitz is an American race car driver and automotive engineer. He is considered the father of drag racing. He's known as Big Daddy to drag racing fans around the world.
Okay, he's the father or grandfather of drag racing. He is not the greatest race car driver ever. That would be the king, Richard Petty.
Sorry, you're just wrong.
See, this is where we're doing the libertarians like to argue thing. So let's get back into the article here about libertarians have a consistent philosophy, and the author says that doesn't necessarily make it right.
Yep. So what else can we learn from this new study of political and analytical tendencies conducted by these folks from Yale University? For the 2016 election, one group that measured as especially non-analytical was the Democrats, who crossed party lines and voted for Donald Trump.
Why?
Why are they non-analytical, or why did they cross party lines and vote for Donald Trump?
Right. Why did they vote for Donald Trump?
Well,
there's a stereotype of a less well-educated voter, perhaps both white and male, who reacts negatively and emotionally to Hillary Clinton. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I guess I would be considered well educated. Not particularly well educated. I didn't even finish college. Right.
All right.
People would call me white, and they. I certainly hope they call me male. So there you go. Let's say they would vote for Trump. Nope, I didn't. Even if Trump's actual policies will not prove in his best interest, I guess that's me, the voter. For all the dangers of stereotyping, the study's data are consistent with that picture.
And there you go. So, I mean, in this case, the stereotype matches what people just naturally perceive to be the case. That's not the case always with libertarians.
Right.
So I guess Bloomberg doesn't think that, I guess they're in fear of their lives and don't want to find out what happens if they cross Hillary Clinton. Yes, both non-voters and independents do poorly on the analytical dimension. There's a myth of responsible, rational, politically independent America sitting in the middle of the spectrum, weighing arguments carefully and seeing which candidate or party has the better ideas and platform. In reality, that group measures as relatively impulsive and prone to less informed judgments. So, to be clear, America, I want to make this abundantly clear. Here's my statement. There's 40% of Americans that vote Republican no matter what. There's 40% that vote Democrat no matter what. The 20% in the middle is the one that makes the decision. Almost every election you're going to find that is partisan, sort of on any level above local.
I'm curious where you're getting your 40%
numbers. I'm just back of the napkin kind of numbers.
Right, right.
But from a U.S. a state level election, generally those are the numbers that are going to come out. Obviously, some states are different, but when you start looking, aggregating it out, about 40% of people in America, Republican, about 40% Democrat is what they're going to vote. I'm not saying they're registered.
Okay, yeah, because the voter registration.
I said they were going to vote it no matter what.
Or lower, and I know that there are a lot of undeclared or independent or no party affiliation, whatever the term is, where you live.
Right, right, right. But for Mark's point, you can just throw out some numbers. I need my yellow card.
Yes. So 40-40, that leaves 20% in the middle. I'll give you 33-33, and that leaves 33%
exactly.
in the middle. I don't particularly care
right.
what the margin is. It's just that that margin in the middle is lauded as this intelligent arbiter of who gets to have the highest office in the world.
Right.
And, in fact, they are a bunch of mouth-breathing dullards.
I don't know if I feel insulted for the only mouth-breathing dullard I know.
well,
but I think your point's well taken. It's and the point of this article is that 20% or 33% or whatever the percentage happens to be is just as likely to be swayed by emotional arguments that occur during an election cycle as any other group.
No, in reality, that group measures as relatively impulsive and prone to less informed judgments. So no, Chris, they're worse.
Measures as relatively impulsive and prone to less informed judgments.
Yep, so relative to the judgments.
So you could say that Republicans and Democrats just show no judgment by voting all the way. These would be more...
Gotcha.
Right.
I suppose.
More willing to actually wind up looking at the candidate and saying, oh, well, this guy's really bad and this one is way worse, so I'm going to vote for the one that's just not
they,
as bad.
They give it considerable consideration before they vote the wrong way.
Well, I can tell you this. I know a young lady, or at the time I knew her, a young lady who voted for George W. Bush because she felt he was the most attractive candidate, physically.
Sure.
And then she voted for Barack Obama because she felt he was the most physically attractive candidate.
Who can argue with that?
So she would be in the middle, and she is prone to making a less informed judgment. Is that correct? Yes.
Informed on the
I'm presuming
issues.
This is a
yes.
political poll, mm-hmm. so yes, she is less informed on the issues. She's informed
on the
about
issues.
What
yes.
she is physically attracted to, but
correct.
She is not informed on the issues.
Correct.
And, you know, that person offsets my vote whenever I vote differently than her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This is why I hate democracy, is because you could have Albert Einstein out there.
Oh, I never said democracy was a good idea.
I didn't claim that you did, Daryl. I'm looking at you because you're running the clock and those kinds of things. I'm not addressing you, okay? I'm talking to people on the radio. That's why I got a microphone in front of my face. You know, that this is why I hate democracy. Democracy is full of people. By its definition, half of them are below average in this field, and those below average people offset the above average people. Mm-hmm. Albert Einstein's offset by some guy who can't take care of himself and has been driven to the polls from the crazy house and given a pencil and told to vote.
Well, we don't know if Albert Einstein voted in Chicago last election. It's possible. Your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, girls' Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get cold cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go to the phones here in just a second. But I want to make sure that I tell you about an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, and value can be securely stored and transmitted. Talking about Zencash. They have well over 7,500 secure nodes, which makes Zencash one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into their white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Scott calling in from Wisconsin. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey there, Mark, Daryl, and Ian. How you doing tonight?
It's Chris.
Great.
Oh, Chris? Oh, yeah, yep. Okay.
We have Ian bound and gagged in the broom closet.
Where he should be.
No, we don't. Yeah, we don't even have a broom closet.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Daryl, Big Daddy Garlis drove a rail job. Those are called rail jobs. The long ones, yeah, the rail jobs.
Okay, nice.
I wanted to tell you a story about me about 3 weeks ago, and if you would listen, and then I'll let you see if you comment. My wife is from the Philippines. I've been over there 3 times, and she was going to go to the Philippines, so I took her down to Chicago O'Hare Airport, dropped her off. It was a late night flight, probably about 9 o'clock. She had to be there. Well, meantime, I dropped some of my kids, because I got 4 kids. I dropped 3 of them off at my grandpa's, where I used to live in Clinton, Wisconsin. And so I went down there, dropped her off, and came back up, and I was going through my town. And when I got behind the bowling alley, where I turned millions of times there when I lived there, I put my turn signal on and stopped, and then I took off quick. Well, there was a Clinton cop coming in to town pretty fast when I was making my right turn.
Okay.
And he must have had eyes behind his head because he pulled around and turned his lights on, and it was dark there, and he come up behind me and pulled me over. And my son was sitting in the passenger seat. So he came up and rolled my window down. He said, sir, how you doing? He says, you missed that stop sign back there. And I told him, well, sir, I turned my turn signal on and, you know, I made my stop. So he asked me for my license. So when he took my license, he went back to his car. And we sat there for a half hour before he came back to the car. And I'll share this with you. I prayed and I got a clean record, but I told my son something's up.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came back up, he goes, Scott, your eyes, there's something wrong with your eyes. And I thought to myself, well, sir, I don't drink. I hate alcohol. My mom was killed in 2006. And he said, well, you're going to have to step out of the car and I'm going to give you eye test. And I couldn't believe it. So
hold on. So they've got doctors administering eye tests?
Yeah, listen to this.
Police officer.
So I'm sober, okay? And, all right. So he takes me back there and he tells, blow in my face. So I blew in his face. And you can tell if somebody's usually drinking if you do that, you know?
Sure.
So then he gives me the eye test and I passed it like an eagle eye. And I said, I got talking to him. I said, you know what, bud, I don't drink. I told him 10 times, and he still insisted to give me a go through all that.
Right.
So then, after that, he tells me to get in the car, and then
your
he gives
car?
Me a breathalyzer out the window.
Okay.
And, of course, I passed the breathalyzer and that.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, that was kind of scary because, you know, he could have arrested me for nothing.
Right. What night of the week was this?
This was Sunday night around 11 o'clock when I was pulling into town.
Sounds like a seriously bored cop.
My son was just shocked because, you know, he couldn't even believe what they were doing. And so I was pretty well shaken up about that, which anybody would. I mean, to be pulled over and warn them over and again that you don't drink and you don't like alcohol. And I just don't know what he was seeing.
He was seeing the potential for an arrest. And if you're out driving late at night, they will make up anything to get an excuse to pull you over. And then it becomes a fishing expedition. This guy pulled over 10 or 20 cars that night for whatever reason. It didn't look like you used your turn signal. You didn't come to a complete stop. And one of those, he's going to get something, potentially, he feels, he's going to get something that makes his boring shift worthwhile. And it could be a DUI, it could be anything else. And the whole time when he's administering a breath exam to you through your window, he's also smelling inside your car so he can possibly say, I detected the aroma of marijuana.
And looking in the car to see if there's anything that looks suspicious.
Right. Anything that would cause that. So you're right to be scared. You're right to be afraid. And my only critique in this is you rolled your window down more than half an inch and you kept talking to him. You know,
so what wound up happening, Scott? Did he give you a ticket for something?
Well, here's the thing, and you're right. He was trying to get me for drunk driving, and he used that stop sign to cover it up, and then on top of it, he gives me a ticket for the stop sign. So
he gave you a ticket.
Yeah, he gave me a ticket, and he told me when I was back there, I told him, look at my track record. It speaks for itself. You can see my driving record was superb for the last 10 years. And he goes, yeah, I know, but his excuse was his computer was down. Yeah.
His
computer was down in a squad car. So
are you going to wind up taking the citation to court?
Well, I was going to take it to court, but I talked to my insurance guy, and he said, Scott, listen, you got four kids. If you get, you know, if you go fight it, you might get an attorney. They're going to take your money. And I was going to, but with my four kids and all that, you know, I decided, you know, I'll pay it up and just keep driving down the road safe and that. But
chances are, if you tell them you want to take it to court, the cop probably isn't going to show up on the day that he actually has the trial, and then you get it dismissed because there's no witness against you.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what my dad was telling me. But you know, the thing is this, is that you got to watch out for that stuff, because he was clearly trying to get me for drunk driving. But I gave him the old stern burn, baby. I went through it. And he did say thank you, Scott, for being. But I think he was trying to irritate me.
He doesn't mean that at all. What he's glad for is he got to at least write a ticket out of it.
Yeah, but he had to write the ticket to save face. I mean, he held that license for so long, and he bothered a upstanding citizen and father about whether or not he's drunk and all that other stuff. It's wasted a good citizen's time that pays his paycheck, and he had to make himself look like he'd done something.
Right.
I would encourage you to fight it, but I understand why you wouldn't. It's often a big waste of time, and they make it very difficult to win, because they're just going to believe the word of the cop.
Right. Scott, thank you for the call. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Neil calling in. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I am so upset with what's going on in our country right now. I was on five different major networks' Facebook pages today while the president was giving his speech.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you could tell that they were the March for Your Lives kids on there, because they all had recently made profiles, no pictures, really nothing about them on there. They were just trolling the page. And I put on there what I felt about it, and then I posted on there my name, and I know I can't say my full name on here, and I said, my name is so-and-so and so, and I approved this message, and I posted my phone number, my real phone number, and not one of those chicken little SOBs has called me yet.
Why would you want them to call you?
They're not going to, because my phone won't accept phone calls from blocked numbers.
How do you know they haven't called then?
Well, because they would have to unblock their number, and then I would know who they were.
Right, but if they've got a blocked number, Neil, thank you for the call. If they've got a blocked number and they try to call you, you don't know that they tried to call you.
And then they would probably think that they couldn't call because, it would tell them you can't call, or what if this isn't available to you or whatever. And then they
But we will take your calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com, or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.